to build the road, they have to do what to the land? Put a road in here, you'd say.
Well, we call that building a road, I believe. You'd have to clear that also. But I don't know. I'm sure there's probably another expression I should think of, but I can't.
Well, you know, did you ever see somebody like cut hay more than once in a year in the season?
Yeah.
What do they call it that second time?
Oh, heck. A second crop is all I can think of.
Well, do they leave that on the ground or take it in?
Well, if it's hay and they can get it in, they would certainly do so to use it for cattle feed in the winter.
Have you ever heard of like cutting it and just leaving it out
a
there?
A cover crop.
And do they cut that and just leave it on the ground? Have you ever heard that call like the...
I thought a cover crop was... Oh, something else specifically planted that was going to come up later on, like winter oats or something like that. I don't know. I don't have good information on that.
Well, what do you call a crop that hasn't been planted?
That hasn't been planted. A wild stand. Freestand.
Oh, is that what that is?
I doubt it.
No, I mean, is that what you call it? Well, it's some beautiful flowers.
No, wait a minute. A volunteer crop. It's so hard to think of what I really do know under these circumstances.
Well, what about wheat? Do they ever grow wheat around here?
I think a little is grown, but I don't. This is not very big wheat country at all. There may not be any, but I think there's a little bit.
What do they tie that up into? You know what I'm talking about?
Sheaves.
And then they pile the sheaves into a what? Sheaves into a...
I don't know. Silo? Is that what the wheat... I've never seen sheaves of wheat around here.
What about corn? Did you ever see them pile it up into a... You can take them all and just tie the tops together sort of leave them standing in the field?
No, I've never seen that. The stuff here... that is used to feed in the winter is either covered or put in a little shed or something like that. But I don't know. They might have a pile of it with a tarpaulin over it or something, but I don't know. Ice Killian.
Okay. Well, would you ever hear the sheaves piled up together called anything like a shock or a stook, anything like that?
I've heard of shock of wheat. I remember seeing pictures of them. Maybe when I was in elementary school and, you know, in a reader or something like that. But we don't have those around here that I know about.
Well, how much corn do they get from an acre around here? Like you said, they got 40, what?
Of corn.
What is the measure of that?
Of corn.
Or anything?
Well, with cotton it would be bales or bushels. I guess bushels for corn.
So you said they got 40...
bushels. Yeah.
What about oats? Do they ever grow oats?
Yes.
What do they do to separate the grain from the rest of it? So the oats?
I don't know what they do. I don't know about that. I guess they, I'm trying to think what you call it when it's wheat.
You ever heard of
threshing it, yeah.
So you'd say oats?
Are threshed also? I guess so.
And if something, you know, that we had to do today, just the two of us, you'd say, we'll have to do it, or you'd say, who have to do it?
You and I.
And if somebody came in the room and you said, he's looking for you, I'd say, well, he's not looking for just me, he's looking for...
us. Are both of us, or...
And if some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you'd say...